going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good morning, everybody. How about that? Well, I got to rest some guys up here at the end of the season. Matthew Tkachuk out a couple of months. Got to be real careful with the injury he had. You don't want to pull it again. And, oh, and Sam Bennett and all the guys haven't played together. Be trying to rest guys a little bit towards the end of the season. Not worried so much about getting wins. Let's get everybody healthy. And, hey, I don't know what it's going to look. I think everybody's same boat. I don't know what it's going to look like, especially here in game one against Tampa Bay. It looked pretty damn good. Matthew Tkachuk.
Boy, they're going to be a tough out, huh?
Yeah, that was the message to the league last night, Woody.
Hey, let me ask you this, just to put you on the spot here this morning. My buddies were discussing this last night. Matthew Tkachuk, as far as likable stars that we've had in this town, where does he rank, man?
So
that guy has such a his attitude, his leadership.
I'm guessing Matthew Tkachuk, they love him down here. He's popular.
Yeah,
as anybody.
I know. Other markets probably are not fond of him, but you have that guy on your side.
You know, I love
he just did for Team USA and all that. I don't know, man. I don't know where you rank him, but that is a likable dude.
Well, I'm not doing any rankings today, but I will tell you, Matthew Tkachuk coming back after 2 months off, having a couple of power play goals and an assist, he had been playing nonstop. I go back to what he said, and I said this yesterday to Billy Lindsay. He got here, had that press conference. He was aware of everything. Hey, that Tampa Bay thing's about ready to change. Panthers, Tampa Bay, things going to change. And I was like, wow, right off the bat. Didn't back down from Canada last time he played and comes back like that. Sam Bennett, by the way, great. Had the first goal last night. Reinhardt had a nice goal as well. Just you're like, all right, man, the boys are back. Big Bob, I thought, had some great saves last night. Really good anticipation. They had some pretty good opportunities, and he shut those guys down pretty. A lot of good stuff going on for a first game last night, and really not sure. 3 power play goals, and that game went from 1-1 to 5-1 pretty damn quickly. 5-1 there about halfway through that second period, and Panthers only had 16 shots. I didn't realize it till that thing's being able to get 6 goals against a really good goalie that Tampa Bay has. So it's only one game, but what a hell of a start. Everybody going, well, I guess the Panthers, they're a little hungry still, even though they got there's no hangover from last year. No, they want to keep going. They are the show in town right now. They are the show. And, wow, from top to bottom, it is Paul Maurice got to get some credit, too, for, having his guys ready to go. But I think he's got a bunch of motivated dudes, man. A lot of them got their money. Sam Bennett's still waiting to see, and I hope we can keep him because, Sam Bennett's one of those guys we got, and the longer you have him and you see him playing these games and he's playing, you go, oh, we got to keep Sam Bennett. I get that now. We got to keep Sam Bennett. Can't lose him. Everybody, I know, but what are we going to do on money? We got a lot of guys yeah, you got your core of players are damn good. You want to be able to keep them, man, best you can. So good win. A lot of great stuff last night with everything else going on. Marlins get a nice come from behind win again last night, 4-3. Third straight win for them. And cool story behind the plate. We've been doing cool stories somewhere, right? Max Meyer, 14 strikeouts in 6 innings a couple of nights ago. Augustin Ramirez, one of their top prospects through a trade, I believe with the Yankees. 23 years old. He hits cleanup in game 2. Got his first 2 hits the night before. They put him back in the lineup last night as a starting catcher. Hits cleanup and has 3 hits. Okay. That's what top prospects look like, man. You know, and you don't, we haven't always been getting that around here. We've had a lot of prospects, and then they all just kind of disappear or something. But, wow, what a great start for him. Coming up, my God, you got to keep him going. Don't tease me, Coach. Don't tease me. Clayton McCullough will join us later in the show, the manager. They got an early bird today, 1-10 start, going for the sweep of Cincinnati. So a lot of stuff there. Heat and Cavs game 2 tonight, and trying to figure out, first of all, keep Tyler Herro scoring in late third and fourth quarters and getting him some help from some other guys. Cleaning some things up defensively. I'm with everybody else. Just let's get a win. Let's just get a win. I don't expect them to win this series. You shouldn't either. And I want to see some guys play well, right? You want to see some of your guys. That's all. I'm like, it's the old, all right, you beat us. You had a better team, but I got mine. I got mine. Ain't nobody saying, hey, you had a bad series. Nope. So you hope you get some of that. And then we got the NFL draft tomorrow night, starts at 8 o'clock. About a 3-hour show, if I'm not mistaken. About 3 hours, would he sound right? Maybe 3 and a little bit of change in there.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Flirting
right.
Sometime in that 11 o'clock hour, this thing
you always
gets
want to
over.
Be picking later in the evening, right? Isn't that? That means you had a better season?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Either that.
The earlier you pick, the worse you were, yeah.
Well, there's all kinds of stuff out there. We're going to have Mark Ross from NFL Network, who's been doing their NFL Network shows. He's going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk to him. Kyle Crabb's going to join us this morning as well. Kyle's got a whole bunch of great stuff out there and get into everything with those guys. But they're already the second and third picks. I believe Cleveland and the Giants are already saying, hey, give us your best offer. We're listening. We're not sold on any one player. We're listening. Trying to get some teams to move up. And Dallas comes out. Jerry Jones, there's another guy. His ego, he had to get involved in this, right? He's tired of getting bashed, and he didn't do much. And they end up having paid their quarterback a ton of money. They had to pay their wide receiver a ton of money. And they still have one of the best defensive players in football who hasn't been paid. He's going to be the highest paid player when it's said and done. He's that good. And they're going, hey, if you haven't made a splash, you got holes all over your team. And down. He goes, all right, I've listened to this. We're getting ready to make a big splash in this draft. So everybody's going, wow, what is Jerry Jones going to do? What's he got planned? So I'm curious, man, and part of what makes the first 32 picks so fun to watch is moving up, moving down. Still, people think the Dolphins might try to slide and get some more picks and load up. Then you get a guy like Woody that says that's not a very good draft, to be honest. You always got to find the one guy. The draft's not
that
good.
Say that.
No, but that's, you know, yeah. It's,
well, it's negative. You got to put on me.
It's kind of, yeah. It's 2022 draft. Yeah, it's not very good. Not that much. Well, your ass better find the good players in it.
Well, what do you got? First of all, you got what, 10 million people going to watch? Something like
that,
right?
When you put everything together
on top of
with
the
NFL Network,
couple
ESPN,
hundred thousand that they're going to pack in there.
Who's got it this year? ABC or Fox?
I think they both do. I think.
Well,
ESPN NFL Network has it. I know for sure.
Yeah, NFL Network, the owners own that.
And then I think ABC.
Well, ABC and ESPN are both going
to
get it.
Yeah. That's, well, you won't have to look far. We'll just put it that
no,
way. But
no, you'll see it
you
everywhere.
You can find whoever you like, whatever your flavor on talent is there.
Then second and third rounds on Friday, and then the rest of...
How much will you watch the rest of the weekend?
A lot. I'm honest.
I know.
And by the way, when I am doing something, and this is where I get that because I do have some plans with my wife, and my wife,
oh, boy.
And she'll be talking to me. She goes, why are you on your phone? And I'll say, for the 15th time, I'm seeing if we picked yet.
Wait, so you're going to go to dinner with her on, what, Friday night?
Yeah.
And you'll be on your phone seeing who we pick? You can't wait?
Correct.
Can't wait?
No. Do you want to find out, home? First of all, people will text me to tell me, what'd you think of the pick? And I'm sitting there, and you know, we're having those, you know, she's trying to stay close and keep the, and she's talking, and last thing she cares about is a draft, or the mm-hmm. UM players that might get drafted, and I go, oh, Arroyo just got drafted. She doesn't want to hear that.
Why don't you go out Saturday night then, so you could focus the, you know, the important rounds?
Saturday night. More draft all day. More hours, more draft picks, man. Or come on.
I'm concerned.
Kind of curious to see, and all the South Florida guys, where they're gonna get drafted. Restrepo, to me, I'm really curious. Woody, any kind of feel on Restrepo? Restrepo, you know what's crazy?
I don't know.
Somebody,
man,
was telling me Restrepo runs a 4.5.
Uh-huh.
He's one place, and somebody said Restrepo ran a 4.8 something. He's another place as far as – and it doesn't change. Like, you watch Restrepo play, he plays fast, as quick as anybody coming out of his break. I mean, it doesn't matter how fast you are. His in and out of his breaks and the separation he got, and his ability to catch the ball and his adjustments to catch the ball, and all those things are great. And I'm just wondering how much the league is going to hold – the 40-yard dash against him. You are too,
I don't
probably.
Know. Yeah, I mean, I am. That's why, like, I'm hesitant.
And he's a great
answer,
kid. He's, yeah, got great parents.
I like him a lot.
The whole thing, he's just so respectful and got great parents.
By the way, I think that's important. I really
do,
man.
He's respectful to us?
No, that he's just a good kid in general. Like, I think that is really, really important, because wouldn't you rather, like, if you were kind of, you know, splitting it, you know, between two or three guys, wouldn't you rather take the higher character guy? We've dealt with some guys that are low character guys. You know what that's like.
At the end of the day, the guy that gives you a best chance to win.
I like a guy with a good head on his shoulders that you know is going to be available, but that's just me.
Look, I always say this. Every team we've had guys that like to be left, and I'm putting it nicely when I say guys that like to be left alone. And we have other guys that, like, I got three or four guys on the team that after a game, I'll say, hey, man, it was a horrible call against you. And he'll go, yeah. He'll, what'd you think, man? I appreciate you saying it. He goes, I felt that way too. Or, hey, you had a good game. I go, I love the block. And, you know, and, no, and he'll go, oh, my God, thanks, man. Yeah, I caught that just perfect. And you have guys that like it, and you have guys, honestly, and I get it with me because I got a big man. I can't stop talking. It's like, hey, not today, man. Not, I ain't hearing a word you're saying. Not even looking at you. So I go, I get it.
Kinda, so how important to like you at is, home? If you're evaluating a player, how important to you is the head on the shoulders there? That part of it. You know, I hate to keep bringing it back here, but we've had some guys that have torn this thing apart.
You just need good players.
I
Woody,
know,
you're not going to get. You're not going to get 53
but
guys.
But look what happens, Woody, when you have a John Martin.
Well, that's different.
Or Deion
Jordan,
that
different.
Or whatever,
that's a whole different. That's a different category, Woody. That was terrible on your part. Now, are you talking about guys like Ramsey, and you're talking about Tyreek Hill? Those dudes are
those
really
guys
good
are nuts
players
in a different way.
Yeah, but which one are we talking about? Woody, you just threw out the mental health group.
Mental health group.
Well, what do you want me to do? And that's a whole different animal.
I don't know. Obviously,
about
the
those.
Dolphins didn't figure that out when they drafted those two guys.
Come on, man, that's years ago. That has nothing to do with this group. If that I
just, with all things being equal, I would go for, you know, right, maybe it's
fine.
Just my bias towards, you know, Restrepo, but
Woody, the whole mental health thing, just so you know, is a different animal.
Oh, I know.
Okay, I know you know, but I'm just, I mean, there's different categories of guys, but you're not going to get, oh, you know, hey, we took this guy, he's not quite as good, but boy, I'll tell you what a good guy on time. Come on, Woody.
I said, with all things being equal.
I had some guys who weren't great teammates, but they were really good on
your
Sunday.
Your era was so much different.
No,
though,
it's not
man.
Different.
They're,
it was. They got guys. Different deal.
You guys could dangle kids over balconies. No one would have found out because there's no cameras back then.
I will tell you, man, we could do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you guys got away. By the way, like, you guys got away with so much stuff.
I've got a story that I want to tell. I want to tell you, but I'm afraid even after all these years.
Can we do it?
No, because people are going to hold it against me.
All right, so we'll do it when we come back.
No, I'm not going to do it because seriously, people will be offended, number one.
Who?
And they'll be mad at the people who that I was affiliated
with. Can you do it without names?
No, it's me.
Oh. All right, so just we'll do it when we come back.
And I don't feel like getting ripped the day before the draft or after a Panthers win.
You're getting ripped anyway.
All right. Hey, I want to tell you what a guy that's not getting ripped that's really good at what he does. I'll go to bat for this guy in day of the week. The main man, Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. He is impressive, man. I tell you, he is prepared. He's prepared when he walks in here to WQAM. He is prepared. And the guy is full of confidence because he knows he can sell your business and get you the most money. I'm talking about Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. Yeah, the main man. And he is the main man. There have been a lot of people, hey, main man, come here. No. I don't see Anthony. No, don't use that name unless you're talking about Anthony Caliendo. He can sell your business faster and get you more cash than anybody. He's a marketing machine. Nobody enjoys marketing. He and his staff are good at it and know how to get the word out and get you top dollar for your business. Now, a lot of you still deciding whether you want to sell your business or not. That's and you don't know what it's worth. Well, listen, first of all, If you're going through it right now, if you're tired of all the stress and you're tired of the risk, you're tired of the competition, you're tired of all the employees, you're just tired of being tired every day, probably time to sell that business. And second of all, you probably have no idea what your business is worth. Well, you sit down with Anthony Caliendo. It's free. And figure out what it's worth. It's a value of $2,500. He'll come up with it. You guys agree on it. And then he is going, man. By the way, he's already got a lot of people looking to buy businesses that have moved here, looking to buy businesses just like yours, no matter how specialized, no matter what size they are. He got a lot of big money people ready to buy businesses just like yours. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246. And ask for Anthony Caliendo, themainman.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. I will say this, there's no question about it. We got away with a hell of a lot more than the players today did. You were around here in the 80s, 70s, 80s. I'm not sure when things started to change, but we didn't have social media, thank God. There for a while, we didn't have phones, thank God. I was all right. My life was just fine without a cell phone. It's incredible because now I look at a family that can't keep their head. Seriously, we don't even need glue. Some of my family has that phone stuck to their friggin' head. It's incredible. I want you to do this test tonight for those of you that are parents out there. Just do this test. I don't care what age, but little kids aren't going to have a phone, but just see at some point tonight, if you can remember, when you get home, just look around to see how many members of your family, including your wife, are on their cell phone. And don't look up when you walk in. Man, I was fine those days without it. And plus, if you were late or something, go, how come you didn't call me? Didn't have a phone. You didn't have a phone. Phone where I was not working, right? Or you had to like, oh, hey, you know, you didn't have to. Now they can check on you all the time and work with guys. Their wives call them every 10 minutes to check. And, you know, I'm like, dude, does your wife call you like 40 times a day? Well, you know, she's okay. I like those days, man. So that phone's not stuck to me. Woody, I go hours. You call me, I go, hey, dude, sorry, I didn't have my phone with me. It's at home. I don't chase it. I don't want it in my pocket. First of all, it's huge. Thing's big.
Yeah, it's an iPhone.
Anyway.
No, you're right. It is not a great era as far as like.
By the way, you ever turn around when you do something or you yell or something and you turn around to see and you go, really? Or my kids, I'd be doing something with the grandkids and having fun, and I turn, I go, really? Or we'll do something on a vacation, I go, really? Like, this is what we do. No, you don't need that picture.
They got to post it on social media while you're on vacation, right?
Not me.
I know that bothers you. A lot of people do that, man. A lot of people here do that.
I know.
They will be on their social media the entire trip. Maybe they want to feel connected. I don't know.
I want to feel disconnected. I don't know.
I ask everybody out there,
when you're on vacation, you want to be disconnected or do you want everybody to know where you are? The second thing is, I'm not real big about, I have somebody stay at my house anyway, but, you know.
No, I got what you're saying.
Somebody checking in over there, the house. So whatever, man.
All the gold you keep in there, yeah.
Everybody's got a different time and different thing, we're in the business of, you know, getting the word out there, what we're doing and what we're about.
Well, social media happens to be a rough place, though, man. Like, Twitter is rough.
So when you add to it, brutal, by being a dumbass, it makes it even a lot worse.
I only follow sports people on Twitter, and somehow my feed is just a garbage heap.
Yeah. Well, listen.
They do a good job with the algorithm, though, man. They know what gets you riled up.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get you.
Is there anything worse, though, by the way? You're talking about being on the phone. Is there anything worse than the people that have those AirPod things now, those little wireless earbuds, and they're walking around talking, and you look at them, and you're like, you talking? No, and then they point to their ear.
I've done that. I've done that where they're kind of looking. I'll go, excuse me, or is that, and they go, no, I'm just.
Yeah.
On the.
They can't use the actual phone. They use the.
I got to tell you another one. Like, I've been Vista View walking a lot here recently, and people on their phone the whole time, like still able to walk and not worry about tripping up and down those little garbage Vista View up and down the hill.
Is that a garbage dump?
Yes.
I was over in that area yesterday.
That's
actual garbage. Does it smell?
No. It's years. It's been shut for years. They burned a lot of it. They got the other one. They still haven't opened, and it's going to have a double Vista View here pretty soon. All right, we got to go to break here.
So it's that old man rant thing at the clouds. Yeah, it was a little bit of an old man rant.
Which part?
The cell phone thing. It's okay.
That's right, yeah.
I'm a little younger than you. I hate this thing.
Hey, Woody.
I don't like being on it all day.
They're right.
Wait till you get Bo in here tomorrow. I'm sure Bo hates the phone. He can't be a big phone guy.
He's a grumpy old man now.
He is.
Bo, you are a grumpy old man.
Everything bothers him. They stopped wearing those sliding mitts, though, I noticed in baseball. Maybe that was his doing. He called him out for that thing.
Oh,
I haven't seen guys wearing those as much anymore.
What's that?
Those sliding mitts, those like oven
mitts.
No,
they all have them on.
They're still doing it?
Yeah, everybody's got them.
I thought those went away.
No, the Marlins are wearing them. The Reds guys are wearing them. I think most of the guys are still bases, which, by the way, their whole team runs a lot. They put them on. I don't have a problem with that.
I thought it went
honestly
away.
That's a grumpy old man thing. That is. When you lose it on something like that, like, really? That gets you? Like, I get some of the stuff.
This is a good point, by the way. Guy says if my women are on their cell phone, they're distracted and not bothering me. That is true.
Just come in full day. Hey, if you don't like yapping a lot, it is great, I'm sure. I don't stop talking. Atlantic Men's Clinic, I love talking about them. I talk about them every day. Hey, man, this thing with ED and low T, and I know some guys like, God, you talk about that thing a ton. I believe in it a ton. And I just want to tell you, again, it's not something we talk about, so I'm doing it right now. If you're going through low T right now, which every guy is starting in your 30s or even late 20s, or ED with it. When low T gets real bad, ED also kicks in, and your energy level is not right. You've noticed you don't sleep. You've noticed you are a grumpy old man. You snap at the littlest, stupidest things, and your sex drive is gone, and you just started to notice, man, I was really into what the hell happened. This never happened before. You got ED and low T. In Atlantic Men's Clinic, this is all they do is knock out ED and low T. Get your numbers where they need to be and get you back with a nice, healthy sex life again and all the things important. You're working out more. You're losing weight. You're feeling great. You're getting more out of your weekends. It's going to happen to every guy out there. ED and low T will happen to you. That's a guarantee. Any guy that tells you I'm AD and I've never had it is a effing liar, because that's impossible. It's just not going to happen. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. They're going to make a difference. The T, the PSA test, you get it all done. You meet with their professionals. Then you decide if you want to do the program or not. Since you're in there, you must care about it, and you're tired of going through what you're going through, including being tired. Let Atlantic Men's Clinic put you on a program. They police it. They educate you on it. They just everything about it. It's a safe way where you're going to get, honestly, the best results from it. And that's what's so great about Atlantic Men's Clinic. 6 locations in South Florida. 1 coming to Hollywood very soon. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us this morning?
All right, Joe. Big news for the WWE is WrestleMania 41. And
yeah.
By the way, I have to count myself as one of these viewers. Viewership was up 114%, making it the most watched WrestleMania ever.
Seems like people are really into it again. It looked like it kind of, for there for a while, kind of went flat. But yeah, people seem to be into it.
And by the way, look at this. They had two nights at Allegiant Stadium. They drew almost 125,000 fans.
Wow. Yeah.
So they increased ticket prices. It was obviously a record gate as well for them. But, yeah, man, that's pretty big.
Who owns that?
TKO.
Okay.
Public, I believe that they're still a public
company. Is that
Vince,
Big Vince, or no?
No.
He's long gone.
I think Vince is out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then isn't his ex-wife is running
She's doing something.
Schools or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, it was on Peacock, and it was a free thing on Peacock, which I know WrestleMania, I mean, it used to be on pay-per-view. I don't know how long it's been on free. So when I was like in middle school and whatever, we
not too much in sports free anymore, Woody.
But one of my buddies had, remember those illegal cable boxes?
Yes.
My friends had one of those we used to watch over there. Anyway, Joe. Speaking of viewership here, the NBA had their most watched playoff opening weekend in 25 years. How about that? Viewership for the 8 games across ABC, ESPN, TNT, and True TV averaged almost 4.4 million viewers.
They had a lot of blowouts in those games,
they
too.
They did. They
not,
said
not
the,
a great, much better game twos.
They said the Easter holiday certainly helped to contribute to that. You had Magic and Celtics led the way. They had almost 7 million viewers. That's up 44% there. The Heat game did relatively well. It was the Heat and the Warriors had the same night there on TNT. The Heat had 4.1. The Golden State game, same amount there as well. So they're doing pretty good. They're in the fours.
Okay.
For a million viewers.
Good stuff. Good.
Not bad, right?
Nope.
All right, big news in the card world here. Joe, Patrick Mahomes signs an autographed card deal with Panini. Everything's shifting over to Topps and Fanatics, but looks like Panini here has secured the biggest name in the game.
They'll be coming out with some fancy card then, right? Don't you tell me some fancy Mahomes cards?
So they haven't said which ones yet he will have his autograph on, but it will be good, I can tell you that much. And the record for any Mahomes card at the moment is $4.3 million. That was in a private sale for a 2017 National Treasures Platinum Shield RPA.
Somebody asked me to ask you this question.
Jesus. You're going to put me on the spot here. Okay, go ahead.
No, if you know. If you don't know, just say I don't know.
Okay.
Who's the most popular active in professional sports card right now? Whatever year, rookie year, somebody that's still playing, whatever card it might be.
But so that's a tough question because like
Wemby?
Yeah, because Wemby's like the hot trend, right? Like,
well, that's just asked. They asked me right now, and I said,
you don't like either most popular, most valuable. Like, it's kind of a tricky question. So like LeBron stuff is surfacing again, and like in Topps, there is some autographed stuff from LeBron, but like old LeBron stuff is incredibly valuable. Mahomes stuff, obviously.
Shohei
Ohtani's got like a market all to himself. I mean, that thing has just gotten out of hand.
That's big in a
Shohei Ohtani stuff.
Couple different
nutty
countries, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's got the international deal there. But I'll tell you, man, MJ is still as collectible as anyone.
Yeah, well, MJ's not active. That's why he didn't bring
it. Yeah, but MJ is. Amazingly enough, all these years later,
we got people dead that cards are friggin' worth more than anybody.
Yeah, but MJ is in a
We got world some we got zone, some man. Yankee players that have yep. haven't been around for a long, long time.
I saw someone pulled a Babe Ruth card the other day. It was signed, like a little cut signature, and it wasn't like crazy expensive.
Yeah, what's that mean?
I don't know, it was like $20,000.
Oh.
Like that Mahomes card sold for $4 million.
What are you saying, Babe Ruth finally losing some value?
I don't know, man. But the thing is, like, how do kids know about Babe Ruth? You got to watch The Sandlot.
I'll tell you what, if Babe Ruth was living right now and the lifestyle he had, we'd be talking about him every day.
So you're saying he got after it, huh?
My man was dysfunctional. Can you imagine Babe down here chasing babes two at a time?
Yeah, sure.
Mickey? Oh, God. I'd have loved to have been there for that, seen some of that.
No, I say, used to be, that must have been cool to grow up watching Babe Ruth like you did. And our final one here, Joe, I'm going to make it a trivia question for you here. Do you know who was the most fined player in the NBA this year?
I'm going to say the Ant-Man, no?
It actually was the Ant-Man, who recently added $50,000 to
doesn't
his...
Doesn't care.
What's that?
Doesn't care.
No, I know he doesn't. But he recently added $50,000 on.
You thought
that.
I was going to go Ja Morant on you, though.
Ja Morant only got fined $100,000.
Draymond seemed like he cut back this year.
Draymond cut back. It was actually a tie between LaMelo Ball. LaMelo Ball said something he shouldn't have said. And Ja Morant for pointing guns at everyone after he pointed a real gun at a teenager or something. But anyway, Anthony Edwards turned to some fans in L.A. and said, my D is bigger than yours for some reason.
Okay.
So he got fined. He's up to $370,000.
Jeez.
But I think, you know, like you said, he'll be okay. He's on a 5-year, $245 million extension.
Damn,
that's why
you can do that.
He makes, Joe, $514,634 per game.
Wow.
So,
wow.
The article ends by saying his antics haven't even cost him a game check, which is why he might not be likely to stop, it says.
Yeah. Damn, Woody. That's crazy.
Texas said The Rock just needs to focus on football, leave the wrestling alone. I don't think The Rock was involved in WrestleMania as far as I could tell.
I don't know. I saw Rock did something.
He was on with McAfee for 45 minutes. He didn't mention his minor league football thing.
He didn't?
No. Someone was upset about that. I'm not into that stuff, but.
You know what? I have not watched, and it's not a shot.
A minute of it. No.
Not one
Me
minute.
Neither.
Of,
Me neither.
Of this year.
Well, it's not on yet, is it?
No, it has been on.
No, it's not.
The Football League?
It's not on right now.
It's on the weekends.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
Okay.
You think it's over?
I don't think it's started yet.
I think it's an off season. They're playing. The league is playing, and they've merged together. I think you're wrong. Anyway.
Someone said Babe Ruth used to hang out at the Biltmore in the Gables. Is that true?
I don't know if that's true.
Were you there with him?
That's not funny. You know I didn't live back here. I would have, though. I'll tell you what, if you could have matched up, Michael Jordan would have been number one. Tiger would have been fun. Some Tiger in your life, too.
In his prime?
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe Namath would have been fun. You notice where I'm going.
I know.
I like to have fun in that day. Not now, though. I'm very mature. Very mature. Very grown up.
786, speaking of mature, said illegal cable boxes, Channel 62, the Playboy channel. That was when that stuff was tougher to access.
I used to get those cards for constantly getting them. And then I got scared one day. Somebody's going to knock on the door. Somebody said they're looking for people.
Well, didn't they used to run those commercials?
Yes. Tried to scare you.
Legal cable is theft.
All right. Listen, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up.
They said they've been playing for over a month on the weekends.
I didn't know that. Thanks for that heads up. Hey, wow. Woody, when you put the kids to bed.
Okay.
Hey.
Season started March 28th. I can't believe that.
You're going to apologize? Or are you one of those like my wife that can't apologize? Let me know. You're going to apologize? You were wrong.
I mean, I'll apologize to the XFL. I can apologize to you. I can't believe that's going on.
All right, can we go to break?
Yeah.
We got more stuff to get shocking. To. Kyle Krabs, Locked On
Fins. You think Kyle knows?
And Locked On NFL Scouting Podcast. I don't think he's got time or cares about that. I care about that channel. It'll be interesting if everybody's in bed some night and I can't sleep. Beverly's Jewelers, I care about them. Boy, they have been my jeweler for a long, long time. They have an incredible offer for you. I don't want you to miss out on. Now, listen, I've been going to Beverly's Jewelers and Super Loyal because that's where I've been going for. I didn't realize that Jeff and I were talking more than 30 years now. More than 30 years I've been going there. Jeff and Amanda and that professional staff they have over there, just great. So anyway, getting back to this incredible offer, you don't want to miss it because it's a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. She will love it. You got to go see it in person. Don't look for a picture of it. Go see it. You're going to be blown away. And by the way, all shapes and larger sizes available with similar savings. But hurry, this deal is for a limited time, plus gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's paying you top dollar for your gold, your silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Now, I trust Beverly's Jewelers, and I have for a long time. They're in Fort Lauderdale. They have a showroom. It's beautiful. You can go online to bevjewelers.com. Birthday, anniversary, whatever it is, you're looking for that special gift. Mother's Day, Father's Day coming, whatever it is. Go to Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida really does go to get engaged.